is becoming honest with yourself, to get completely honest with yourself about your purpose, and then to ask yourself, what is it for? What do I want to do this? What is it for? And he says the reason why is because if you don't set a goal for what you want to happen, then in the spiritual law level, you set up a situation where something just seems to happen to you beyond your control. If you ever wonder why things just seem to happen to you, he says it happens because you didn't set a goal for what should be happening. And the Course says you never look back on something and then try to figure out what it must have meant, because you'll be wrong. Because you didn't have no idea about what should have happened in the first place, because you didn't have no goal. So many people do that, and something happened to them, and they look back on it to try to figure out what it must have meant. So then he says, well, once you do that, then you jump back and go, well, does what happened call for anger or vengeance, or do I need to forgive it? Because I'm trying to figure out what's going on. He says, so you never know how to evaluate a situation if you don't have a goal for what the situation should be. The Course says you can't evaluate accurately if you don't know what should have happened in the first place. Example, you knew you wanted to come here, right? So therefore, it would be easy for you to evaluate whether or not you succeeded at that if you were at the mall. Because now you can evaluate the situation truly, can't you? Because you knew where you should have been. So if you don't have a purpose for your life, it becomes impossible for you to evaluate accurately what to do in every situation. And that's why most people are unhappy, because they can't figure out the hell what to do. The reason why they're confused is they don't know what should have happened in the first place. They were just hoping something would happen. I love it when I see people determined to have something happen. I don't care how broke they are. They'll come up with the money. I don't care whatever obstacle come up, they'll go through the obstacle. Because once a person really wants something, then they don't let anything stop them. And so everything is conforming to your goal, because you won't let anything stop you. As a child of God, do you know how we create? Forget that human stuff for just a minute. But as children of God, do you know how we create? Say, how do we create, Earl?
How do we create, Earl?
Well, the way that you create, the way that you create is to totally desire it. The way that you create anything is to totally desire it. The way that you have it immediately is to have infinite patience about receiving it. So the more patience you have about something, the faster it manifests. So you can tell whether or not you're a truly patient person by how long it takes for you to receive what you want. If you're a truly patient person, it shows up immediately. That sounds like a contradiction almost. Why? Because if you're truly patient, you have no fear. You're certain of the outcome, so therefore you can afford to wait, because you know how it's going to turn out. I know that I'm going to be loved by God. I know that I'm going to recognize my spiritual identity one day. I know that I'm going to love all of you as myself one day. That makes me be very patient about it. The more patient I become, the more love I experience from people, even total strangers. It's the weirdest thing. The more that I know, so that means if I don't feel that good today and I feel a little cranky, I feel a little irritable, I want to judge a little bit, big deal. It's still not going to change how it's going to turn out, because my curriculum was created by God, one who cannot fail. There is no possibility I won't succeed when it's God behind my whole awakening. The mere fact that I have any fear about my succeeding means that I've forgotten who's in charge, and I still think I'm in charge of my enlightenment. And of course, if I think I'm in charge of my enlightenment, I got every reason in the world to be afraid. Because you think you're stupid. Or you think you're sad. Or you think you're lacking. So it's obvious that my perception of myself is not a perception of myself that would give me a feeling of enlightenment. So the person that's impatient is the person that doesn't believe they're going to have what they want. The more you don't believe, the more impatient you are. Like people say, well, I'm impatient. Well, the course is, well, be impatient for your joy. Be impatient for your happiness. Be impatient for your abundance. Be impatient to be treated with kindness and respect. That, have impatience about that. He says, be impatient about that. I'm impatient, so it's taking me a long time. Yes. But who cares, since every day is becoming more loving? Who cares how long the journey takes if every mile I'm having a better time? The fact that I'm so impatient to get there means I'm not enjoying the trip. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So how about enjoying the trip? And so the Course tells us, says, if you don't have a clear-cut positive goal set at the beginning, the situations will just seem to happen. And what happened, you'll judge what's been going on and what's the truth about it. You'll be wrong. Okay? All right. Now, the value of deciding in advance what you want to happen in any situation is that you'll see the any situation that you go into as an opportunity to make it happen. Let me give you another example. See, what I like about the Course is that everything I'm talking about, I can show you anytime. My goal for being here tonight is to experience peace with the people in the room. So this is an opportunity for me to make what I want to happen happen. Or if I walked in the room and I said, my purpose for being here is I'd like to meet some new people and I'd like to make some new friends. This is an opportunity for me to make what I want to happen happen. But if I didn't know what I wanted, I wouldn't know what to use the situation for. So if I just came here without a purpose, it would just seem like this dull, boring experience that I don't know why I came here and I could be at home watching TV. That's because you don't know why you're here. If you knew why you were here and then you saw this as an opportunity to help you achieve your goal, you'd be focused in using this situation right now to bring you what you want. So the value of deciding in advance about what you want to happen is you'll see every situation that you're in as an opportunity. If I want to meet somebody new and I'm here with you, then I go, hey, what's your name?
Kathy.
Hey, Kathy, I'm Earl.
Hi, Earl.
So this is an opportunity for me to make what I want to happen happen. But when can I do that? Now, when do spiritual cats want it? Meow. Now, if I didn't really want to achieve my goal, then I wouldn't tell you. If I didn't want to achieve my goal, then I would sit here and I wouldn't reach out to anybody. And then I'd leave and I'd complain that nobody was friendly with me. I went to that class and then nobody come up and speak to me. Well, you know, did you want them to? Yes. Okay, well, let me give you the secret. If you want somebody to speak to you, you got a 99% probability in a class like this. Watch. How you doing?
Good, how are you?
See? They spoke to me. Did you guys see a dude? I tried again. Hey, how you doing?
I'm good.
Okay. So if you're sitting back and you hoping somebody to speak to you, I just gave you the secret. Get your butt off the chair and go. See, but the average person don't want to do that. They just want it all to come to them without obeying spiritual law. And spiritual law is giving and receiving is the same. And you give what you want to receive. So if you want to receive it, your first order of business is you to be, well, I'm shy. Well, if your shyness stops you, then that means that your desire to connect wasn't stronger than your desire to be shy. So what you really wanted was to be shy. Because being shy is an excuse to keep you from joining. Because if you actually join and connect, that's what you're afraid of, is actually having a relationship with somebody. So your shyness is nothing but a form of fear because you're afraid to have any kind of real relationships with anybody. But the way you can tell you really want to go beyond your shyness is that some part of you brought you into a space right now where you're safe, where you could have cool people to practice on right now. So if you want to get over your shyness, what would be a better place to do it than to be in a room with a bunch of people who want peace and happiness just like you do? What a better place. You know, when I was a kid, this is the way I used to go into a room. I was that shy. I couldn't walk into a room. I had to be on my hands and knees around the baseboard. I think I've gotten over it. Well, why did that happen? Because I was in a safe, nurturing environment that helped me get beyond that by showing me when I did extend that I could be met with love. But I still had to want to get beyond it. Okay? So I'm here to help people who want to help themselves. I'm not here to help people who want me to do everything. It's more fun to help people who want to help themselves. They're fun to work with because they'll tell you the truth and then they want to go beyond it. So what's the point that I'm making? The point that I'm making is that when you decide what you want to happen, before you enter into a situation, you'll see the situation as an opportunity to make that happen.
Got it.
Okay, so how do you do that? What you do is you make every effort to overlook what interferes with the accomplishment of your objective. You make every effort to overlook. For instance, if I want to meet her and my shyness would interfere with my accomplishment of the objective, I had to make every effort to overlook my shyness. I had to put all my emphasis on it. Then, well, how do I overlook my shyness? The way that I overlook my shyness is to concentrate on everything that helps me meet my goal. What would help me meet my goal? For me to concentrate on what I want to happen in this situation. See, that's got to be, what I want to happen between us has got to be more powerful to me than my shyness. My abundance has to be more powerful to me than me continuing to do the things that bring me lack. My happiness must be a more powerful goal to me than all the excuses I give myself for not being the kind of person I want to be and having whatever. At some point, the goal has to be so attractive to you that the goal will pull you past the obstacle. I could want to meet her so bad, I won't let my shyness stand in the way. So how can I tell if I really want to meet her? I won't let my shyness stand in the way. How can I tell if I'm really afraid to meet her? I'll come up with all the excuses as to why I won't go up and speak to her, which I could do right now, because if I knew what I wanted, I'd know that right now I could make that situation happen. And that's true in every situation. When you become afraid, obstacles always spring up, because obstacles are great excuses to not go any further toward what you are afraid of. It's one little jewel I want to. So now you know the difference between the false and the true. What's true is what? What helps me meet my goal. What's false is what? What interferes with it. What do y'all think about the logic of the Course in Miracles reading? Isn't it phenomenal how simple what I just said is? Mm-hmm.
So simple the ego doesn't want you to get it.
It's so simple that there's a part of my mind doesn't want me. You know why? Because complexity is a smokescreen for very simple concepts and truth. One of the things the Course says that if God is really smart, first of all, why would God ask you to do something you didn't want to do? If the infinite intelligence of the universe is really smart, a smart person asks the person who wants to do it. A stupid person is always trying to get something out of somebody that they don't want to give. Not bad, just stupid, ignorant. The Course calls darkness ignorant. I think that's interesting because I didn't like that at first because I'm a truth student. I want everything to be really rosy and sweet. So don't say ignorant. Don't call me ignorant because I don't like to be called ignorant. And they say, well, you're not guilty. You're not simple, Earl. You're just ignorant. Fear and darkness is ignorant. So what do you mean? Well, ignorant means that common sense would tell you that if you wanted to achieve something, you would go where you could get what you wanted achieved. You wouldn't say something stupid like, you're a challenge. I like a challenge. Can I be with you even though you don't want to be with me? That's going to give me an opportunity to grow. Ignorant. Fear. Why? Because there's a good chance we'll never connect if she doesn't want to. So therefore, I don't have to step up, really be 100% in the relationship, and really give love. Then I can walk around claiming that I want to love and be loved without ever having to step up and do anything. I'm just an ugly person who want to love people, but there's just nobody to love. You're scared of it. You're scared of relationships. Then, first of all, I'm not scared. If you weren't afraid, there would be nothing to stop it. Because fear is the only block to happiness. When I'm afraid, as a safety device, I will create a block that keeps me from doing the thing I'm afraid of. Mm-hmm. So your fear is a form of protection against doing something you're afraid of anyway. So the next, so every time I feel obstacles, I go, oh, Earl, there's a lot of obstacles coming up. You know what you need to do, buddy? What? You need to get clear about what your purpose is, and you need to get clear about whether you want it or not, because when you really want it, the obstacles will disappear. So rather than spend all your time trying to get rid of the obstacles you yourself are putting up out of your fear, why don't you spend that same amount of time loving yourself and getting clear about your goal and just watch the obstacle disappear. Doesn't that make so much sense? See, but the fearful mind directs us to put all our attention on the obstacle rather than to put all our attention on the goal. We focus on the how instead of the what. And just tell yourself this the next time you're worried about the how. Tell yourself, say, how is none of my business? Mm-hmm. How is none of my business? Because if you set the goal, God, I can't believe the way my jaw was feeling before I started. Shit, so deep. It's no matter how much pain I'm in, if I use my body for the truth, the pain goes away. It's the weird, I've seen it for 27 years of teaching. I can come in a class almost half dead. And the minute I get up here and I start using my body for the purpose of love, my body feels good. And then what happens is when it's over, you're tempted to go back into the fearful mind, so your body goes back into its pain. It's like we'll be in here feeling pretty cool, and then we'll go out there and we say, well, what happens? You didn't keep that state of mind. You didn't take that state of mind out the door with you. You left it here. Y'all so cute.
We're all cute.
Thank you so much for your correct perception. I appreciate that. Next time a person compliments you, I'm going to give you the biggest test on earth. Next time somebody compliments you, this is what I want you to say. Thank you.
Thank you.
Don't say, don't go into the, oh, be, oh, no, oh, you don't know me, I don't know you. Thank you. I appreciate that. Watch what happens. Because when someone pays you a compliment and then you come back with one of those self-debasing things that you think is humility, that's just like peeing on their compliment. So stop peeing on compliments. Someone says something wonderful about you, don't tell them why they're wrong. Then you'll start attracting people who will tell you that you're right about your miserable self-image. Oh, the people who are complimenting you and acknowledging you, you didn't have no time for them, you didn't have any thanks for them, you had, that means you don't want the appreciative acknowledgement. Okay, we got the alternative just waiting for you. Then here comes the people that judge you. You can't do nothing right. What's your problem? Then you go, I wish I had someone that appreciated me. Then the person that comes, I think you're wonderful. What you trying to get? You're not ready for me yet. Here comes the jackass. Back to give you what you believe you deserve, because you turn your back on every loving person and thought that came your way. Then you wonder where they come from. So when those people who in your life who acknowledge you, appreciate you, give you full appreciation, yes, thank you. You're helping me overcome negative beliefs about myself that keep me from being in the happy world. And here's the cool thing about the goal. I set the goal of peace. Now let's get clear about what peace means. It doesn't mean sitting in a cave contemplating your navel. What do you have around that? Peace? See, for me, if that was what I was aspiring to, is to sit around not moving my body, sit in some quiet place, not saying something, I just don't shoot myself now. That is not, that's why a lot of people don't come to spiritual stuff, because it's boring. Sometimes people who think they're spiritual thinks shutting up, being quiet, not moving is somehow you're on a higher level of consciousness. And they'll even judge people who dare to have aliveness coming through their body. You couldn't get rid of spiritual. He's doing the James Brown. You know, and then a person that's really conscious, you know, happiness and joy and fulfillment is peace. The form that it takes varies from individual to individual. What good would peace be for me if it didn't come in the form I liked? And that wouldn't be necessarily the form you liked, but I want you to have peace, because it's hard to be happy all the time around miserable people. Try being happy one time and all your friends and everybody you know is miserable. It's hard. It's easier to be happy around other happy people, so therefore you want everybody that you know to be happy. It's not like a spiritual thought that you're trying to make yourself think that you're some high-minded individual. You will know that's really the key to your being able to enjoy your happiness. You got a little bit of money and everybody around you broke. That's not no fun for you. And they're not having a good time either, because they're probably comparing themselves to you. But if all of you have abundance, then you can be free about your abundance, because nobody's lacking. That's why I want everyone in this room to be happy, so that I can enjoy my happiness too. I want all of you to be happy so we can share it together. Nobody feels a sense of lack. Me being happy by myself, I remember when that made me think I was special, but then that also makes me a better target for fearful minds. Because people who are in lack and fear are the ones who attack and steal. Whew. So how could I say I love you and not want your happiness too? How could I ask for something for me and not ask for it for you if I really want to have it myself? It's just, after a while, the truth is, I call it miracle math. To me, it just gets to the point, it's like one and one is two. You know, whatever I want to give, whatever I want to have, I need to give. Whatever wants to happen in this situation, maybe decide what I want to happen in that situation. If I want to know how to evaluate what to do, I need to know what I want to happen. See, it's like math. I need to make a decision. Did love create me or did fear create me? Is that which created me all loving? Is that which created me? Is somebody just a little butt-kicking man in the sky? I need to make a decision. Am I guilty or am I innocent? Do I deserve to be happy or do I deserve to be punished? Because every situation is going to become an opportunity for you to give yourself what you deserve. That's what every situation is. It's an opportunity for you to give yourself what you think you deserve. What does a savior do? A savior helps you. So you tell me what you believe you deserve for your happiness that is in peace. As your savior, I support you in having that. I remind you that you deserve that. And most of all, you know what? Earl's not going to do anything to keep you from having that. What does that mean? Earl isn't going to put his script on you in terms of what you need to do for Earl to be happy to the expense of your happiness, and then call you selfish because you want to live your life the way you want to instead of the way I want to.
Thank you.
Don't get in a relationship and slow yourself down. Sometimes people are just moving right along. They get in a relationship and it becomes all about the other person. And they think that's being unselfish. Only if you're not sacrificing your needs. Sacrifice isn't love. Giving up what you want for somebody else isn't love. It's resentment. And sooner or later you're going to resent them and you're going to hate them and you're not going to want to be anywhere around them. You deserve better than that. You deserve better than that. You absolutely deserve better than that. So, this is the last thing. This is the cool part. All right. It's like, boy, you know, like, wow. Amazing. I'm scared for the class to end. So I'm going to say, may the course be with you. Go back to my old state of mind.
No, I won't.
No, I won't. If you set the goal of peace, and which you should call complete fulfillment, that'll help you get loose any resistance to having. What is it?
Complete fulfillment.
Does anyone that hasn't had a chance to sign the melanin? It wants to. All right. I am going to use it eventually.
Really? I've been putting my name on this melody for 10 years. I ain't never got a newsletter or nothing.
Well, at least you know I'm not going to bug you. Most people don't like the people that bug them.
I got a lot of patience.
You know it's going to be good. Whenever you get it, it's going to be the best newsletter you ever get.
the way it works. You come up with what you think is going to make you happy. So let's say it happens. That's pretty powerful. Right? And then you will have what? Happiness and joy. You, I think I got to have some money. Then I'll have happiness and joy. Sex. Gotta have some.
It's so small.
When you really want to get really, really sane, you become more and more discerning.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Some of y'all know exactly what I'm talking about. You know, you don't have crazy sex, there's no end to that. If you don't have guilty sex, there's no end to that. You don't have conditional, special, insane, jealous sex, there's plenty of that. But when you talk about sane sexuality, in the beginning, it's not easy. But then as you move into your new man, it's all you're populated with, the same relationships of all kinds. But let's face it, sex is the crazy trigger for most people. They can be as sane, you can be the most sane person you've ever seen. Y'all go out, you have a good time, you just forgive, you talk really good. Sex happens when you go crazy. Y'all had that happen, but hopefully some of y'all have. Yeah. I'm getting that look again. Sex, what? Isn't that funny? Especially in church. We only go into hell and make the sex in church.
It's small sex.
It's crazy sex.
So that's what that S stands for, huh? Okay. This is what the Course in Miracles is trying to get us to do. Because don't you see that if you go, I got to have the house, I got to have the money, and then I can have happiness. What you've just done is you've set up something for you to do in the future in order for you to have it. So what you just did was you put this incredible middleman between you and your happiness. The Course teaches you how to do this. Get another color. The Course teaches you how to go straight from you to the joy. Which you could do now. Why? Because you don't have any of these conditions of money, sex, and the house.
You know
what I'm saying? It's right, you're not your house. Now, some people think that means they have to sacrifice this, but this is the way it works. All right, so by removing the blocks, these ideas, then you can go straight to happiness through using the rules that we're learning in the Course. You know, figuring out what you want before you ask for it, wholly desiring it. See what I'm saying? Now, this is the way it works. So the ones that you focus on the happiness and the joy as your primary goal, the happiness and joy
will bring you
all of the things that you wanted in the first place. Let your goal create the circumstances that let you achieve the goal. All right, I'm through. Thank you for coming tonight. Whoa!
You are.
Yeah. You are the happiness. You are the joy. We just have it blocked off and we don't realize it. All right. I'm gonna do the love offering. Thank you for sharing. Thank you so much. I appreciate it from the bottom of my heart. Thank you for appreciating this.
myself. Okay, so I want
to build a movie.
Oh yeah. To do that, listen, or you can do whatever you want to do, but it's very important to kind of do something to get it in our body. You know. Okay. So what I'd like to ask everybody to do right now is shake. Use your body for some waking up. All right. Does it feel better?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. What do you want to come of your relationship? What do you want to come of that situation? What do you want to come of your job? What do you want to come of your career? What do you want to come of your relationship? What do you want to come of your money situation? I say, what do you want to come of your health? What do you want to come of your spiritual awakening? What do you want? What do you want to come of your relationship with your friends? What do you want to come of your relationship with your relatives? What do you want? What do you want to come of this? What do you want to come of that? What do you want to come of this? What do you want to come of that? What do you want? 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 What is your purpose? What is your purpose? What do you want? What is your purpose? What do you want? What is your purpose? What do you want? What do you want? What is your purpose? What do you want? What do you want? What do you want? Don't tell yourself what you don't want. Tell yourself, what do you want? I'm going to give you three hints. You want truth, sanity, and peace. You want truth, sanity, and peace. You want truth, sanity, and peace. And so that truth, sanity, and peace. Next class. I love you. Appreciate you. May the force be with you. Can we give it to us? Can we give it to us? Us? Woo! Yeah, I can't expect anybody to be more excited about me than I am. That's the old way. Hugs are available, y'all.